A recent survey by the airfare watchdog found that a little over half of all airline passengers would be happy to pay extra on a plane for child-free zones. One idea under discussion is to have an area where there are parents with kids at one end of the cabin and areas for others without kids at the other end of the cabin. And to discuss the idea of flying without kids, even if they're on your flight, I'm joined now by Mark Evans, who is the travel editor for The Herald. Mark, you're very welcome.
Hi, Ciara.
What do you think of the idea of child-free zones? Is that blissful? You can put on your little eye pack and you can plug in your headphones and little Johnny won't be kicking the back off your seat for the next 5 hours. Is that wonderful or is this ridiculous?
I've got very conflicting views. I would say that if you want to look at air rage and people who are disruptive, you'd have to ban singers, you'd have to ban musicians, you'd have to ban actors, you'd have to ban social media stars. Basically, if you want a trouble-free, quiet flight, ban adults.
Ban adults. Just put only the kids on the planes.
Just have yourself on a plane, even better.
Well, no, you're not wrong, and lots of people are getting involved, and lots of people are actually texting in and saying, actually, any of the problems they've ever seen on planes were caused by the adults. So there is an element of that. Antisocial behaviour in general in planes has come under fire. We've talked about it before. People have been put off because they're drunk or because they're aggressive or sometimes because they've groped air hostesses or whatever it is. So there definitely is that. But the issue around kids, people, over half the flying population said they'd pay an extra few bob to not have to sit next to your or my toddler or whatever.
Yeah, I just don't see it happening. I know the airlines have been asked before, like even in business class, which were kids are pretty much non-existent. Three quarters of passengers before surveyed had asked for no kids, but there are no kids in business class by and large. I think there is that situation where we pick on one thing. There was an incident with a child there recently, and you know it was not a cut and dried issue. There was a child screaming for 8 hours. That child might have had a learning difficulty. Nobody knows.
I saw the video of that going viral online, and my people were giving out about the child and about the parent and all that stuff. It wasn't anybody Irish. It was somebody from far abroad.
American, yeah.
But my thoughts when I saw that was that was a kid who had a few maybe medical issues, and I actually felt that nobody should have been sharing the video, to be honest, because I thought it was unfair on the child.
Yeah, and actually in the same week, there was a woman actually thrown off a flight, a very, very short, that was an 8-hour flight. And like I can have any sympathy with people who are on that flight, no matter what situation. But there was a simple flight from New York to Syracuse, very short flight, like an internal flight. And a woman did not want to sit beside another woman with a child and was thrown off after a rant, basically, a lot of abusive language.
The woman without the child, I presume.
Without the child, she was literally...
Rather than the poor woman with the child.
Yeah, and the poor woman with the child, you know, through no fault of her own, the baby was crying, and this does happen. As you know, as a medical expert, there are certain things you can do to mitigate, you know, if there's a bottle, you can certainly try and get their jaws moving. You know, it's air pressure is going to be hard on a child.
Yeah, and when you're on the descent, it actually does hurt their ears, and there's very little you can... There's so much you can do, but they're also knackered half the time flying and all that kind of stuff. And I do actually take on board the fact that as a society, we need to be holistic, and there's old people, young people, you know, we're licorice all sorts when it comes to society, and that's how it should be. But people pay extra for window seats. People pay extra for business class. People pay extra for leg room. People are willing to stratify what they'll pay for an airline ticket. They are because they want a certain type of journey. Is it such a big leap to think, well, I'd actually like to sit in a child-free zone where I don't have to, you know, I think famously it was one of my... One of my kids on a plane once when we were travelling and we were flying home from somewhere, and it was wherever we were flying home from, they gave you a cooked breakfast, because I remember this quite clearly. Yeah. And I do remember my then 2-year-old kind of leaning over without me having any idea he was going to do this and just plucking the sausage off the man's next to me plate and putting it in his mouth. And I, like, what can you do? You can hardly give it back.
Sure,
But is it such a big thing that if you are someone who wants to travel with a laptop and maybe use the time that you're on board productively, that you don't want my toddler taking your sausage and you don't want my toddler crying in your ear?
Well, sure. Okay. Put your money where your mouth is. Fly business class. Fly first class. The air rage incidents in first class are 45 times less likely to have an air rage incident or any incident if you go first class. But you are going to pay 10, 15 times the price. So if you want to pay €10,000 to go to LA, happy days. I just don't see it. You might have a premium economy, but the problem, if you're on a small flight, say a London-Dublin flight or a London-Dublin-Paris flight, if there's a crying baby at the back of the plane, no matter where you sit, you're going to hear that crying baby.
On a small plane, I take your point.
And again, I will come back to... I was talking to some Aer Lingus cabin crew the other day, and they said, by and large, the problem is grown men.
Yeah.
And they said, we had to break up two guys. It's very, very rare, but I said, stop acting like children. I said, well, actually, not acting like children, they're acting like very bold children. But I have seen, and I, again, I'm... It's usually mums. I'm sorry. Mums with little emperors. I've only had problems twice. There was one child who was really, really obnoxious to everybody on the plane. I was going to whip out a crucifix and go, "The power of Christ compels you." I was waiting for his head to spin around. He was a demon child. His dad was kind of going, but his mum said, "Oh no, let him express himself." I'd like him to express himself, not in front of me or beside me.
Oh, okay. You have to be on the receiving end of the expression.
So that was a problem. And there was another mum, and she believed in kind of letting her child express himself. Again, it's boys, little boys, mums and boys. Girls don't do it.
Lost the art of discipline?
Probably. I know, I probably wouldn't recommend it. A doctor might not recommend this, but there was a situation where I had an antihistamine for children. I had a child myself at the time, and the dad came over. Can I have a spoonful of this?
A spoonful of an antihistamine?
Yeah, and this, and the child was unconscious.
We cannot recommend anyone making their children unconscious, and nor would we want to. But is there an argument, right, Mark? Could there be an argument that there would be a benefit to the families travelling if they were in a child-friendly area? In other words, an area where there maybe was, you know, the movies were child-centred, that there was maybe with some toys, or there was, you know, colouring books, or that there was an area where all the kids could be kind of maybe get something themselves out of being in the area with the other kids. Could it be a two-way win-win sort of a thing that in fact people without kids mightn't mind being away from the kids, but equally people with kids might prefer to be around other kids, because then if your kid is the one crying, you don't really mind. It's like if you go to the cinema and you have a crying child, but you're watching Toy Story. Mm. That's not the same as if you're going and watching Darkest Hour, because everyone else has a kid too. So do you know what I mean? Could it work both ways?
Well, by and large, if you go to, say, New York with Aer Lingus or Delta or whatever airline, the bulkhead, the middle bulkhead is usually for them, where the bassinet is for small babies. They lie there in a cot or whatever. And children tend to be put in those areas. Again, it's right in the middle of the plane. So I can see pros and cons now. But the thing is, I still think if you have a lot of kids in one, again, airlines would say ticketing, it's personalization of flights are a few years off still. Now, it can be done. Airlines are only slowly coming around to that. At the moment, they're saying not a runner.
Lots of people texting in, Mark, and this one is for you. I wasn't surprised that we got this one. Says, "I think you'll find, Mark, most musicians do not play their instruments on the plane." So I thought you were being a bit hard on the actors and the musicians there at the beginning. Someone else says, Michelle says, "I have three kids, 5 and under. I'd actually prefer a separate area for kids, as I wouldn't be nearly as stressed because I would know that that I'm with other people also minding toddlers." Someone else says, "I'm not a fan of Ryanair care, but one good thing about the planes is that you can't recline the seats." Thank you for that, Ed. Ignorant adult people putting their seat back to squash your legs are a lot worse than most kids. Small kids need to get a bit of patience. We were all there once. Absolutely true. Someone else says, "When I travel by plane, I take earplugs in case there is a screaming baby seated next to me. That works a treat." Thank you for that, Jim and Cork. That's a really, really good idea. But we also have people on the line. Some of our listeners are getting in touch. Will you slip on your headphones there for me, Mark? Danielle, one of our listeners, is there. Danielle, what do you make of the idea of a separate area for people travelling with kids on planes?
I think that a separate area on planes, I just can't see it working. The plane isn't a giant space, you know, so you're going to wind up with this kind of mad area of children, much like if you have a group of stags going somewhere or a group of hens going somewhere and they get leery. It's very upsetting to be on a flight.
Yeah.
And anything to be kind of, out of control. I think the big thing with parents and kids, like I'm mother to two boys, I think the big thing with parents and kids is it's getting them, and it's a wider conversation, it's getting kids used to being out and being appropriate when out, and having parents geared up for it, not just getting on a flight, not just going into a restaurant and thinking that kids are going to adults. They're not. They're not able for that. So you have to have the bag of colouring, the bag of small toys, the bag of... So they're occupied, and you also have to get up and... I've been on a flight with a one-year-old, and myself, my husband, my parents, and my sister all took our turn walking that child in their arms. And it's not fair on others for children to be running around, but it's also not fair to have this idea that children should be seen and not heard.
Yeah.
Children should be heard respectfully, you know, and they should be given that space. But, you know, we do have to teach children how to do things, and that has to happen at some point. You know, it has to. No child will know how to sit in a restaurant from a young age. You know, you have to show them how to do it. And if they can't cope, you move them out. It's not their fault. It's a skill that has to be taught.
Yeah, fair point. Thank you for that, Danielle. Thanks for getting in touch. Mark, what do you think that we just have to accommodate kids as she says, they're in restaurants, they're in cinemas, are we getting a bit precious that the idea that we could somehow whitewash them out of our society and just be, you know, very sort of self-indulgent and protected from all that?
I think she makes some great points, and the point will be prepared. You know, a lot of the airlines, and when I see what they bring around to children, you know, certainly on the Middle Eastern airlines, the crayons and the colouring books, I kind of get jealous myself.
You
know,
I wouldn't put up your hand.
I know, I wouldn't mind one of those. Kind of keep me going, a word search for a few hours.
Tracy, one of our listeners, is on the line too. Tracy, what do you think of the idea of segregating, I suppose, people with kids from other people on planes?
Good morning. Yeah, I agree with the last caller, absolutely. And I do think it's segregation. And I think it's a slippery slope then. If we start, for example, segregating children to a certain area of a plane, then what we do, should we maybe segregate people who are going to be taking drinks on the plane, because there's a chance that they might become rowdy?
Yeah.
You know, now we don't know if they will be, but you don't know if those children are going to be either.
Yeah.
You know.
And are you saying that that's a ridiculous idea? Or are you saying that we should segregate the drinkers as well?
No. I kind of facetiously bring that up as a point. You know, I mean, we're trying to predict behavior of a certain
group. Yeah.
Group of people, this time being children. But do we segregate people that might be drinking? Or do we segregate then? I've flown all over, and
I think there's an argument for segregating the drinkers, because I think most of us would I've seen crying kids on planes loads, but it's you know, provided they're not my kids, I tend to be able to tune them out pretty good, and even then, the kind of slightly aggro drunk on a plane is much scarier to me.
Well, me too. But, you know, the thing is how do you know if they're going to drink in advance of the flight and they've already booked their ticket and then they start drinking? What if the parent of that toddler who's now been, you know, relegated to this section of the plane wants to have a glass of wine? Do we then move her up to the drinking section from the parents?
It's a slippery slope.
And I don't think that. I just think it's a bit silly. I mean, like the previous caller said, look, you know, there's kids everywhere. And you know what? There should be. This is part of their environment. No. I've been flying since I was 5 years old, and I've flown all around the world with my own two boys, one of whom is disabled. And so I would hate to be told, well, he can't fly anymore. He's not able to. He's not fit. But do you know, at the time when he was a toddler, I wanted a special seat up front, you know, for certain situations, because he didn't seem as disabled. Now, would I have been told, no, you got to go to the back of the plane because he's three?
Yeah, no, I hear you. And thank you. Thank you for that as well, Tracy. You're very good for getting in touch, and you make very good points. Another one of our listeners, Victoria, is on the line. Victoria, what do you think? Should we siphon off little Johnny and little Mary into the back of the plane?
I think there's a really good argument for putting the drinkers and the children at one end,
putting them all together,
and then everyone else at the other end. What do you think?
That sounds like a recipe for disaster myself, Victoria. But
well, when you've had a few drinks, you don't really mind, do you?
Well, I was more worrying about exposing the children to the drinkers than the drinkers to the children. But I take your point. So you think that there could be an argument for segregation on planes?
Of course, and I think there's definitely an argument for segregating the drinkers.
Yeah, well,
absolutely.
I think that's not a bad thing. Thank you for getting in touch, this is Victoria. Thank you. What do you think, Mark? Never mind the children. We just put the drinkers all at one end.
Yeah, the plane might tip over. That's the problem. You know,
staggering around the back of the plane.
Actually, you know, funny. One of the worst air rage was that I was on a plane. I had a bar, an onboard bar, and this wasn't children. This was very famous sports stars who had just won a big tournament, and one of the guys fell asleep on a friend of mine and had to be lifted off by the crew, and they had to be told, naughty boys, back to your seats.
Fell asleep on a friend of yours?
At the bar, yeah. There's a little bar area, and he fell asleep and he had to be literally lifted off. He was unconscious drunk.
There you are. Well, we won't go any further with that, but lots of people getting involved Lots of people getting involved by texts as well. And this one is brilliant. Someone says, planes should tow a glider and put the children on it. And the drinkers. We could have two gliders. This is fantastic. Someone else says, Ciara, your guest. This is you, Mark. 100% correct. Having flown for the last 35 years, I've been surrounded by adults around me snorting, coughing and drinking so big that they took a portion of my seat and talking so loudly that the captain would have been able to hear them in the cockpit. And here we are complaining about the little ones. Get a life and buy your own aircraft. Someone else says, I had a two-year-old beside me on a four-hour flight back from the Canaries. She cried the whole way home. The mother thanked me for being so understanding. Well, that's nice, isn't it? That's kind of a nice, polite travellers, both of you. And someone says, I flew recently from Dublin to San Francisco with my four-month-old daughter, who was so well behaved on the plane, slept soundly for the majority of the time due to the motion and the noise. However, there was an obnoxious man across the corridor watching a film on his laptop with no headphones. He was far more annoying than my daughter. And that's from Christine. Yeah, that would be really annoying, especially because there are headphones on planes. They'll actually provide you with headphones. Someone says, I travel regularly for work. I have no problem with crying kids. They just can't help it. It's parents who allow the kids to play video games with full volume on the iPad. That really gets to me. See it so frequently. Very insensitive. I'll give you the last word here on this, Mark. Do you think it'll ever come in? Do you think, I mean, Michael O'Leary has always got his eye on another way of getting another tenner out of people paying for their seats. Child-free seats, will we see it come in?
No.
No. Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much for that indeed. That is Mark Evans, travel editor for The Herald. Let me know what you think. 53106, child-free or not child-free, drink-free or not drink-free seats on planes. We would love to hear from you.